Environmental groups are challenging an Environmental Protection Agency permit that allows oil and gas companies to dump wastewater in Cook Inlet. KBBI's Casey Kelly has more.
Trustees for Alaska, a nonprofit public interest law firm, filed a brief with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals this week. Trustees is representing two native villages, two commercial fishing groups, and the water conservation organization Cook Inlet Keeper. Bob Shavelson, Cook Inlet Keeper's executive director, says the EPA is allowing oil and gas companies such as Chevron to pollute Cook Inlet waters to a much greater degree than they would allow in the rest of the United States.
Chevron is the leading dumper in Cook Inlet. They've had record profits over the past year from oil and gas development, and we just think they should do the right thing and reinject their wastes and protect Cook Inlet like they do the rest of the country's waters.
Shavelson says the problem is that when the companies pump oil and gas to the surface at one of their offshore platforms in the inlet, it's separated from seawater, leaving a toxic mixture of oil grease, heavy metals, and other pollutants. He says on the North Slope and elsewhere in the country, the EPA requires this mixture to be reinjected back into the reservoir so that no pollution occurs. But in Cook Inlet, the companies are allowed to use mixing zones where the toxic sludge is dumped directly into coastal waters.
One of the notions that's been put forward is that it's like a giant flushing toilet, and it doesn't matter what you dump into it, it'll assimilate in the mixing waters of Cook Inlet. But what we know from looking at computer models and actual conditions is that they don't mix thoroughly, and fish swim through areas that have been designated sacrifice zones by EPA for the high levels of toxic pollution in them.
The EPA issues these permits every 5 years. Shavelson says the agency didn't follow the guidelines of the Federal Clean Water Act in issuing this one because it increased the size and number of the mixing zones. The court challenge filed by Trustees for Alaska also alleges that the EPA cooked the books to justify the reissuing of the permit.
The Environmental Protection Agency went out of its way to increase the pollution at the request of the oil industry. So we looked at data that showed that they really didn't rely on science and fact in developing this, and they really just made up these numbers.
Han Shaw is a project coordinator with the EPA in Seattle who worked on the 2007 permit reissue. She hadn't seen and wouldn't comment on the Trustees for Alaska lawsuit, but says the agency did its due diligence.
Well, EPA reviewed the previous permit. We also reviewed our regulations, which specifies the type of waste and the limits in which those wastes can be discharged. So we looked into those types of considerations.
Shaw disputes the idea that any numbers were fabricated or ignored during the permitting process. Instead, she says the agency used the best available data.
Yes, we looked into studies that have been performed in the inlet and evaluate those studies to ensure that we're not going to cause harm.
The EPA has yet to file a response to Trustees for Alaska's brief. A spokesman for Trustees says the briefing period will conclude on April 1, 2009, and then oral arguments will be scheduled. Besides Cook Inlet Keeper, the suit was filed on behalf of the native villages of Nanwalek and Port Graham, as well as the Cook Inlet Fishermen's Fund and the United Cook Inlet Drift Association. In Homer, I'm Casey Kelly.